I can't believe it, but you actually found me.
Oh, what?
This is Clover from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. But that's right, I'm right here. I'm online on a podcast 24/7. Uh-huh. Feel free to tune in. While you're listening, I'll be watching. The show starts right now.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but Taco Bell is apologizing for its breakfast menu.
Why? What happened?
Well, I think I have seen this, actually.
I haven't eaten at Taco Bell for breakfast at all.
I've heard it's really good.
I've never had their breakfast.
I'm being serious. A fast food chain is actually saying, sorry, we messed up.
What do they do?
In recent years, their breakfast selection's been littered with questionable food items like the naked egg taco.
Yeah, where
the shell was made from fried egg.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's like a white egg with the yellow center as the shell.
Newsflash, it's terrible.
Oh,
it's horrible.
Even it sounds kind of delicious.
The crunchy waffle taco.
Yeah.
That's
horrible decision. Wow. They both got so discontinued.
Good. You take a...
Is there a waffle in it?
Yeah, it's a waffle
taco. It's a waffle shell?
It's what you think.
Yum.
You're the problem with this country right now.
I may make that at home. That sounds amazing.
The issue, according to Taco Bell, they, quote, over-innovated breakfast, tried to be too cute with their food mashups and the food names.
So just leave eggs flat? Is that what they're saying?
Too creative.
Turns out people don't want that. They want comfort. They want familiarity. True. They want the basics.
Yes.
And that's why Taco Bell's finally accepting that with a new ad campaign that includes an apology for all of its past behavior. And who'd they hire to give that apology? Former Saturday Night Live cast member Pete Davidson.
Yay!
Man.
I saw one of these commercials over there. It was so funny.
He always looks sad, so this makes sense.
Apparently in the ad, because I haven't seen it, but Pete says, sometimes we go too far. Mm. I know I have. That's why Taco Bell's hired me to make an apology for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think more fast food chains should come out and apologize for their mistakes.
I hope Pete got a Taco Bell tattoo after that.
I'm sure he did.
Oh,
he already had one.
It fits, doesn't it?
In fact, I'm going to pre-apologize right now for what you're about to hear in the shock caller question of the day. Sorry, everybody. Your ears will never be the same after this, but we're going to send it over to Digital Jake to tell us what we're doing. Jake?
Sometimes in life, it helps to have a little extra luck on your side.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
In Ireland, finding a four-leaf clover is supposed to bring you good fortune.
Yeah.
In England, they carry acorns in their pockets to summon positive energy.
Oh,
those are acorns, huh? Interesting.
Disappointing.
In a musical theater, before going on stage, actors break each other's legs in a bizarre good luck ritual.
Jake, no, that does not happen.
Get the bats out, everybody. Let's have a good show.
Music man just hobbling out.
One of the time-honored traditions that we all use to get karma on our side is throwing on a pair of tattered, never washed, lucky underwear. Alexis, I know what you're going to say. Jake, for what occasions would someone wear their lucky underwear? And can we play a game to figure out the answers?
What?
A tremendous question, Alexis.
Wow.
Very astute.
He knows you well.
How about we do exactly that with another round of Unglued Family Feud?
Oh.
All right.
100 people were surveyed and asked, name an occasion for which you might wear your lucky underwear.
Oh.
We'll go around the room, and the last person who fails to give me an answer in the top five will be shocked while singing a song. We'll start with the person who's been undressing us all with her eyes all morning.
Not all.
Alexis.
Oh. More of a Brooke thing. Thank you.
Alexis, name an occasion which someone might wear their lucky underwear.
Do you have a lucky pair of underwear, Alexis?
No, I have a few of my cutest pairs, but none are really lucky. But they're I have a rotation of them.
Because she keeps leaving them at the guy's house when she's done.
I have a rotation, I get tired of them. But I always bring them when I go on vacation, all my cutest pairs, Jake.
Why would you need to be lucky on your vacation?
You never know what's gonna happen.
Yeah. It just feels good to put on good undies.
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes you feel confident.
For a good vacation.
Vacation is not on my list. I'm sorry. Brooke, the entire board is available for you now.
Okay. Lucky underwear. I don't know. I feel like the last time I wore my lucky underwear was when I wanted to go into labor with one of my kids.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
You just get tired. You're ready for the baby to come out. You're wearing your cute ones, hoping that they happen that day because, everyone's going to see them once you go in there.
Huh. Wow.
No. Interesting.
Not going to be on the list high for anybody else.
Probably not.
When you're having a baby, Jake.
Birthing briefs are not on my list. I'm sorry.
Oh, weird.
Jose, whole board's available for you, 1 through 5.
I'm going to say follow my logic because sometimes they run out of stuff before I go grocery shopping.
What?
Like, please have avocados. Don't you run out like last time.
I'm just more concerned that you actually went into a grocery store instead of having just a delivery driver bring it to you.
Yeah, that's when I don't have underwear on, when the delivery driver's coming. But when I'm going to the store, Jake, lucky pair.
Wearing your lucky underwear to the grocery store is not on the list.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to buzz you a second time. Okay. That answer that was. Jeffrey, whole board's there for you.
It's worse than labor.
I know personally, I wore them all 1 week in high school during finals so that I could pass every single class. Ended up getting straight C's, so probably should have studied on top of that. I thought the lucky underwear would just pull me through.
I see. Yeah.
But lucky underwear for finals week in high school.
Yeah.
Wearing your lucky underwear for an exam or a test is on the list, down at number 8. I'm sorry. We're back to Alexis.
Okay.
I got one this time.
Okay.
What about a big sporting event? I don't know, though, if it's whether you're competing or you're watching, but I'm just going to go on, like, a big...
Did you wear lucky underwear when you competed in track?
No, but a lot of runners had their favorite, like, lucky socks lucky ponytail, like, very
lucky
specific
ponytail
things.
Sporting event is good, though, even just to watch.
I'm going to go a big sporting event, Jake?
Sporting event is on the top 5. That's
okay.
Number 4.
That was my first thought.
Alexis, you're safe. 1, 2, 3, and 5 are available for you, Brooke.
Fine, you don't like labor. How about what leads to pregnancy? First dates.
Ooh.
Oh.
You want to wear cute underwear, your lucky underwear, the stuff that, you know.
Aren't they usually unwashed, though? Isn't that the point? Like, you never wash your lucky underwear?
I don't think that's a thing.
It's a guy thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That'd make the first date kind of weird.
Yeah. I'm going to go first date.
A first date or a hot date is number 1 on the list.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Brooke, you're safe. Jose, you have 2, 3, and 5 to choose from.
Okay, I'm going to say the sole reason I got this job, the audition, was because I was wearing my lucky underwear to the interview, Jake.
Oh,
to an interview
was
my answer.
Job interview is number 2 on the list.
Let's go.
See, you usually get jobs in radio when you don't wear an underwear.
The top 5 occasions people wear their lucky underwear, according to the survey. Number 1 was a hot date or a first date. Brooke said that.
Yeah, I did.
Number 2 was job interview. That was Jose's answer.
Yes.
Number 3, going to the casino or gambling.
Oh.
No one said that.
That's a good idea.
You mean you don't want to lose all your money when you go?
Alexis said sporting event. That was number 4.
Yeah.
And the last one, number 5, was your wedding night.
Oh.
Really?
Again, didn't wear any.
Just want to make sure you're lucky.
Just in case she doesn't say I do.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, you're the last person, and you're getting shocked today.
Oh, fine. Should have worn my lucky underwear today. Okay, so I'm going to be getting shocked, and somebody wanted to hear the song Get Lucky by Daft Punk.
Oh, aren't they cute? I get it.
All right. She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun.
Yeah.
I'm up all night to get lucky.
I forgot about that song.
I know, same.
Yeah.
That's your shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
In our society, we really idolize celebrities.
Mm. Yeah,
that
totally
is true.
I mean, we try to wear the same clothes that they wear, buy all the products they advertise, and listen to their advice on how to succeed in life like they did.
Yeah.
So when Uma Thurman said, quote, "It's better to have a relationship with someone who cheats on you than someone who doesn't flush the toilet."
Oh,
wait, what?
I trust her completely.
No, what? That's awful
did
advice.
Really
she did. So the next time your husband tries hooking up with the hostess at Olive Garden, think, well, at least he remembers to flush. I'm lucky.
That's a perspective.
I married the right man.
Yeah.
What about when Martha Stewart told her daughter, if your husband's rich but ugly, marry him, of course, but don't have his kid.
Oh, come on.
Life is not worth living if you make a fugly baby.
Oh, Martha.
I mean,
Lock her back up.
She's the expert on how to have a good home life. So
this seems really stable.
I wonder what kind of life advice you'll get from a bunch of radio celebrities. It's got to be better than that. You'll find out with a brand new What's On Your Mind. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for the segment that's just like getting fast food. Because it seems like a really good idea until you actually go through with it. And then immediately when you're done, you're like, ugh. that was a terrible choice. Why did I put myself through that? It's What's On Your Mind, where we go around the room and optimistically ask what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately, then instantly regret it, starting with Brooke. Brooke, what's on your mind?
So, well, we've been car shopping lately.
Rich.
May or may not have destroyed one of our cars.
You did.
It's a whole nother story.
Yeah. You crashed your car. You can admit it.
Yeah, it's a small. But anyway, and my husband thinks that I'm being too hard on the salespeople. At these dealerships.
I'm shocked. I immediately cannot see this coming from you, bro.
It's so frustrating. For instance, we went and looked at an electric vehicle, right? And I go, and we're looking at the car, and I'm like, well, where's the spare tire? And he's like, there isn't one.
What?
I'm like, exactly. I'm like, what do you mean? And I go, what happens if I get a flat? And he's like, oh, you get 3 years roadside assistance, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, what happens after that 3 years? And he's like, well, most people just continue it. And I'm like, well, that is a racket. Okay, already.
You're planning that far in advance? Geez.
Well, I mean,
I pop a lot of tires.
Then he lifts up the front trunk on these electric vehicles.
The frunk?
Yeah,
that's what they call it.
Yeah.
I've never heard
it called the hood.
And it's there. He's like, and there's your roadside assistance kit, and there's your tire jack. And I'm like, dude, if there's no tire for me to put on, why do I need the tire jack?
Yeah, I see your logic.
And Michael in the background is like, oh, God, Brooke, stop.
Stop.
I say, but why do we have that? And he goes,
oh, no.
You know, this poor kid, he's like 23.
Yeah.
He's done this for like 4 months. He knows nothing. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have an answer.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. There isn't one. He goes, maybe the roadside assistance people use it. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm paying for a service and they don't even have their own tools? Anyway.
I never feel bad for car salesmen until now. Yeah. Now I feel bad for them.
It just is illogical.
I feel like even the next car, Brooke's going to be like, oh, there's only one spare tire. Where's seven more for the next 10 years?
Never good enough. Jose, what's been on your mind?
Well, I don't know if you guys remember, but a while ago I was talking about how I thought Instagram and Facebook was trying to steal my likeness by having me sign up for something that's like, we'll pay you money to share reels.
Oh, yeah. I keep getting that too. Like, you want to sign up to be a sponsored whatever?
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. It just sketched me out. Well, last week alone, three different friends of mine posted their paychecks from Facebook and Instagram.
Wait, they signed up for it?
They're all comedians, you know, that already have, like, a big reach.
Uh-huh.
One made $500, one made $700, and one made $1,000.
Damn.
Because one of their videos actually hit, like, $1 million or something. But I was like, whoa. So I hit them up, and I'm like, dude, I thought this was, like, a scam. And they're like, no, I'm literally just sharing reels and making money.
What?
Wow.
So you're rethinking it?
I'm definitely rethinking it now that I see the results, but the privacy agreement is so long. Like, the regulations.
You literally sell your left kidney.
It sounds like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
So.
I just have a favor to ask. I need Brooke to go through that for me today.
Oh, God.
You can read the whole thing and just make sure I'm legally not selling my rights to my life away.
I've been reading the news. Sounds like Mark Zuckerberg, really stand-up guy that you should trust.
most billionaires
never do anything bad with your
information. So you're saying just go blind and sign up. All right. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
You're about to be rich, too, bro. Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind?
So I went to the pumpkin patch last weekend, and
I'm
just like always disappointed in that place.
How can you have a bad time at the pumpkin patch?
Because Jeff, there's too many kids and people and stuff. And
I agree, it's overcrowded, and it is a kid place.
Isn't it for kids?
Well, I don't know. I'm in the petting zoo, and they're everywhere.
Yeah, that's why it's for kids.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm trying to see the cute goats, and there's just I have to wait in line of like five toddlers first.
Yeah, the goats.
Maybe you just pet the children. Next time.
They don't know how lines work. It's frustrating. And then I go to the corn maze. It doesn't get better.
Uh-oh.
Because who wants to do those sober? Honestly, I'm
no
realizing.
One.
Nobody. Yeah.
And they're not that hard to find your way out of because they're also designed for children.
Yeah, exactly. So I want a 21 plus pumpkin patch.
That's actually a good idea.
Thank you. I'm imagining it like a corn maze with a bar like every quarter way through.
Okay.
Oh. I'd buy a lot of shots.
Yeah.
A DJ in the petting zoo now.
Yeah.
Keep the kids out of there.
That's going to scare the animals.
No, I mean.
No, they'll like it.
And you can vomit anywhere because it's
free,
a farm.
Free hay rides around for like a Uber. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you should get on that yourself.
I want people to text in if they agree, because I think there's enough that we could get one.
Okay.
So.
All right, Jeff, what's on your mind?
You guys know my dog, Bagel. I took him to his very first birthday party over the weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
Bagel birthday.
Wait, hold up. What does that mean?
And not his birthday. Another dog that he met through obedience school.
There's a dog birthday party? People are throwing birthday parties for dogs.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
And that's not the weird part. The weird part is the owners weren't allowed to be there.
Oh, that is kind of
We just had to drop our dogs off at this giant mansion. This, like, bougie dog mansion. And then you leave for 2 hours while the dogs all party together.
Oh, my God.
And they rented out these inflatable, like, bouncy houses for dogs called bark houses.
And are you joking?
It's filled with chew toys and stuff that they can, like, gnaw on while they jump around in the inflatables.
Dogs don't jump around in inflatables.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, you should have been at that party. They were enjoying themselves, and they had some...
I feel like your dog was a bad life.
Are you guys all thinking that
this is normal?
They also had some...
My dog does not want other dogs at our house.
Oh, how do you know? You talk to your dog? No.
Your dog's not allowed at these events. They also had these dog-friendly cakes that the dogs got to eat. And an Amazon wish list for dog presents. And so I bought Simeon something called a microbone.
Wait, you have to buy presents for the dog?
It's her birthday, yes. It's like a microphone, but it's shaped like a bone, and it amplifies all the noises that the dog makes when it barks into it.
Why would you want a dog bark amplified?
Because it's his birthday, bro.
That's what Simeon wanted. Simeon asked for it for his birthday, so I'm going to give this dog his microbone.
Dog name is Simeon anyway.
Okay.
Oh, now she hates her dog's name.
Wow, what? Okay. You're in a bad mood.
Are they trying to go
reason.
With cinnamon? Is that what they were trying to
is
say?
Is this what you're like
Simeon,
to the car people, bro?
It's Simeon, okay? It's normal. And the dog seemed to have a very good time. When I picked Bagel up, he was over the moon.
Was
tons
he?
Of energy. Aww. Which I guess is how he was when I dropped him off. But clearly, dog birthday was a big success.
Aw, that's cute. Huh.
I do feel all this pressure, though, now to throw a big dog party when Bagel has his birthday.
I don't want to invite.
Oh,
I think that's so weird.
All right, well, now I'm going to invite you just out of spite for that.
Let him go.
But text in to 78592. Tell us what's been on your minds. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Got a bunch of texts coming into 78592 with people telling us what's been on their minds, because we just shared what's been on ours. This person texted, what's on my mind is my boyfriend is leaving town for a few days, and we haven't been doing very well.
Uh-oh.
And as of last night, I know that my supervisor at work has a thing for me.
Whoa.
And he's definitely my type.
Girl.
Just saying.
Ooh.
Quick vote around the room. Does she cheat with her supervisor or not? Alexis.
I feel like I can't answer this. Yeah.
You can't even say yes or no?
I mean, no, don't.
One no.
Sounds like that.
Yeah. I'm going to say no, break up with your boyfriend first.
Yes. Never cheat. You know my stance on this. Oh. It's never cheat.
Okay, I say go for it. So the room is split.
You and Alexis are in
No,
okay.
I said no.
You did it.
Alexis went down. Another text to 78592. What have I been thinking about? Jose's been on my mind. Heart emoji.
Oh, we got a heart.
Yeah, well, I mean, we all have low moments in our lives. You'll get over this eventually, trust me. And
I still know someone's hurting me. Right there.
Another text says, it's Brayden. I've been listening to you guys on podcasts for a while. Now that I've caught up, I can finally listen to you all live.
Yay!
You're awesome.
What's up, Brayden?
Welcome to the live show.
Yeah.
It's like when I watch sports and then I just fast forward until eventually I'm where it all is happening.
Yeah. Remember what I said about low moments, Brayden?
Oh.
You'll come out of this eventually and get onto something better. Anyway, keep your text coming in. Laser Stories. It's coming up right after this. It's the radio segment that's launching a new line of scented markers.
Oh.
And he's doing cheeses from around the world.
That's amazing.
Mm. I love it.
I'm going to highlight my tax forms with some aged Swiss brie.
Ooh, I like it.
It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser.
Yeah.
And those other provoloners just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Payson, Utah. A pregnant woman was shopping at a Walmart recently when she started having stomach pains.
Uh-oh. That is not the sound of a pregnant woman having stomach pains.
Could have fooled me.
Like an old man.
Yeah.
And right as she was in line to check out, she figured out she'd gone into labor.
Ooh.
So she asked the manager to call 911.
Oh, my God!
Oh.
But here's the thing. That baby was coming before authorities could arrive.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
So the staff ran to grab towels and blankets for the birth right there in the checkout line.
Wow.
Did they make him pay for him first?
I bet they did. You know?
Well, the woman had something else in mind she had to get done before the baby came out. And that was, she needed to pay for all of her stuff.
What? Wait, what?
It's okay. It's okay. We could do that later.
She's like, I have 4 coupons. Yeah. Let me get them.
The manager says, quote, she was down on her knees and insisted on paying for her merchandise by trying to hand us her credit card.
It was her, not management. It was her.
There is no way this is this woman's first child.
She's like, I have 4 of these at home. It's fine. Just get through this.
The employees are like, you know, that's just not important right now.
Don't!
But through the quick breaths and painful moans, the woman wasn't having it and finally yelled, will someone please scan my damn card?
Yeah. She's going to name her daughter Devin.
So they did what she said, and they ran her card, and then she had her baby.
Wow. Yay.
First time someone actually was worried about stealing something from Walmart.
Just imagine her. No, it's a chip one. You have to put the chip in first.
Tap it longer.
And that's when the EMTs finally showed up and took him to the hospital. Mom and baby are both doing great.
Aww.
That's awesome.
And they didn't have to pay any bag fees.
Everybody wins. That's a big discount.
This next laser story is out of Colfax, Louisiana. Cops got a call earlier this week from some people who saw one of their neighbors wandering around his yard in a bath towel, carrying a knife, and talking to his trees.
So now everything's a crime. Am I right?
I didn't see anything wrong with it either, Brooke. And when they got there, 26-year-old David Maxwell was very happy to see them.
Going to help defend them against the trees? Is that what's going on?
Not quite. The reason he told officers on why he was outside was because there was ghosts in his house.
Hard to handcuff a ghost if you're a cop.
It's tough, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, still, he asked the cops to go inside and search the house for ghosts and arrest them.
Uh-oh.
Who's got some sage we can burn? Quick.
I would be the fun cop, and I would do it. I'd be like, dude, come on, we're killing time. Like, let's go in there.
Well, apparently there were fun cops on patrol because the police said yes.
What?
Oh. No way.
The cops went in, and turns out their search didn't find any ghosts.
Oh, always hiding from the cops.
But surprisingly, it did turn up a lot of drugs.
Weird.
Didn't see that coming.
Shocking.
David was then arrested for possession of crystal meth, possession of illegal prescription painkillers, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His response to that? It wasn't his. The ghost left it there.
Of course.
Hey, like, ghosts can get addicted too, you guys.
He's like, plus, that ghost has a warrant. Yeah. How are you not arrested?
This next laser story is out of Fall headquarters. Officially, Alexis, the pumpkin spice fans are now out of control.
Like 6 years ago.
Well, it's getting worse because we talked about this recently, but the biggest disappointment of the fall season, according to Google search, were from people who came up empty when they were looking for pumpkin spice trash bags. So what happened? The brand Hefty heard about that and churned out a few thousand packages of them and started selling them online. Almost immediately, they sold out.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I love it.
So, like, a mix of like pumpkin spice and rotten food.
Mine's
like, is that the
just
scent you get?
Food?
And Hefty was selling them for $6 a box, but people are already hawking them on eBay now for $100.
Dang!
It's because Hefty called the pumpkin spice scent a limited edition.
So it makes everything more. Like,
yeah, probably not going to be any more on the way. At least not this year. Also, it's unclear if the pumpkin spice trash scent was faint or if it was strong enough to make people's mouths water.
Tasty.
Ooh.
Start eating the bag.
I want to know what's next. Like pumpkin spice scented dog poop bags.
Oh, that's a great idea.
We going with pumpkin spice diapers for the kids.
Hey,
pumpkin spice.
Why are we combining it all with excrement?
That's the new trend. Pumpkin spice urinal cakes. It's going to be the new thing. Will the phenomenon ever die out, or is pumpkin spice going to save the world? We'll find out soon. Your next laser story is out of Adulting 101.
Yeah.
I know, I hate it.
Some people in this room have never been there.
Okay, but you know what we need to do?
Update on the poll.
Ooh,
that's right.
Yes, give us a poll.
A new poll asked people what things they wish they could do freely out in public. And the results spanned everything from good deeds to innocently adjusting themselves.
You can't do good deeds freely in public since when?
So listen, here's the top ones. Number 7 is dancing in the street.
Oh.
Okay.
Just don't do it in traffic. Yeah. In an open street, sure.
Still a little weird. Okay. Number six is adjusting your underwear.
Oh.
Don't say ooh. No, that it's not hot to adjust your underwear out in public.
Not for guys.
I don't think it's hot. No, I really don't think.
Okay, Brooke, maybe you'll be into this one. Number five, passing gas or burping openly.
Come on, guys. Let's all vote right now that it's allowed.
We don't need that.
Yeah. Unless you can do it in pumpkin spice flavor.
Oh, this is definitely against it.
That's borderline.
Someone invented pumpkin spice pill for Alexis.
Number four is telling someone in public you love them loudly.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
This is me. I do that. With no shame.
Yeah.
We were living in a steakhouse the other night with my bros, and I was like, hey, man, I love you. Let me get a hug. And the hostess was like, That is so cute.
But the thing is, the people at the other tables that are watching that are like, oh, God, desperate. Number three is going to the movies alone.
Oh, no, she didn't. I mean, why would you go with...
I mean, it shouldn't be a requirement. You don't do anything with the other person.
You don't do anything with the other person in the movies, Brooke?
No. Oof. What do you do? I can't ask.
Let's not even go there.
Jeff's like, that's another part of the list.
Let's go to number two. Walking down the street singing out loud.
She thinks. Oh, baby. But she moves.
You're going to get glares if you do it.
It is kind of annoying.
And finally, the number one thing a new poll said.
Update on the poll.
Thanks for that.
I just love the clip.
About what things they wish we could do freely out in public was complimenting a stranger.
I do that all the time. I think it's usually my first go-to of meeting or talking to anyone. I love your shirt.
Nice butt.
Yeah, it's usually like a neck up. We'll work on this.
That's what I'm talking about. It's a little bit dangerous. It really depends what the compliment is and who you're directing it at.
I think just some common logic and you're good.
But for example, hey, that's a nice shell you got there. And those wrinkly paws, I mean...
Yeah.
Those feet of yours, they don't make you look a day over 500. What is this?
It's
constant lovemaking. That sound means Laser's Choice has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It feels good to be bad.
Oh.
Whoa, Jeffrey.
Tell us more, sir.
I don't know, just going around doing stuff that you know is wrong, but it just feels so right.
Sometimes, you know.
I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
Feels so good. Like
ordering takeout when your fridge is full.
Ooh. So bad.
Yeah.
What?
I'm uncomfortable.
Or texting people instead of calling them back.
Ooh.
Real bad. Maybe covering up your best friend's murder.
Oh.
Because he just had to grab that last chicken nugget.
What the?
Okay.
Sorry, Declan.
How do we get to murder?
I'm just saying, being bad does feel good sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
Until you get caught.
Uh-oh.
And that's what happened to the people you're going to hear about today. They thought it was cool being unfaithful to their significant others.
Not cool, man.
But now their naughty behavior is going to be exposed on the radio with a brand new edition of Busted coming up at 7:10.
Sneaky husbands. Two-timing wives. Bad boyfriends. And even worse girlfriends. They thought they could get away with it. But now they're about to get... busted.
A little fun fact behind the scenes of the show. When Brooke goes to work, she hides her husband's cell phone just so that he can't call in for this segment called Busted. What?
Dude, I've never cheated on my husband.
We could just do him story after story after story.
Yeah,
you guys.
Change the colors.
We could fill a whole year's worth of busted segments, but
terrible.
Not if you can't find his phone.
Yeah.
This is where
you share
stories about how you caught your former or possibly current significant other cheating on you. Let's start with Kelsey. Kelsey, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Hey, so my now ex-boyfriend.
Okay, that's a good start.
Really... Oh, yeah. I just wanted to be very clear.
Okay.
He was really into the game Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, D&D guy.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yeah, and it sounds like you guys know it. I don't really know much about it besides that it lasts for hours and hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of. I think that's what we know about it, too.
And it has dragons in it and dungeons, presumably.
Yeah. It's a pretend game for adults.
So just as contact, he would play it with our buddy Tom, and we have a nice big basement, so they'd go down there and play Dungeons and Dragons.
Cool. Okay.
So one day, I needed to go get something from the basement, and I really needed to grab it, so I didn't want to interrupt, and I quietly crept down there, and I saw Tom dressed up as a dragon.
I didn't think you dressed up in that game.
I think you can.
The diehards do.
Yeah. Oh, they do. Okay.
Yeah. You can LARP
it. It gets better.
Okay.
The two of them were wrestling on the floor.
Oh.
And the closer I looked, they weren't wrestling, guys.
Oh, wow.
That must have been a really heated battle.
Yeah, you're sure that's not just part of the game?
No. I mean, maybe I'd look into playing if that was part of the game.
I know.
Yeah. Brooke's like, I win again.
Now I get why they call it D&D.
Yeah.
Okay.
Different type of sword to use.
Next up, let's go to Alex. Oh, Alex, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Oh, that was good.
All right. So a while back, I decided I was going to buy a drone, and I was super excited about it. I couldn't wait to get it. It finally arrived. And I decided I was going to go for a test flight with it, you know, as you do when you get a brand new drone that you're super stoked about.
Of course.
So my girlfriend is out for a jog, and I think this is going to be awesome. I'm going to fly out behind her, kind of give her a little wink through the camera, you know what I mean?
Not creepy at all. Yeah. Okay,
girlfriend.
Big brother. Yeah.
She'll be annoyed, but that's the fun.
Well, she knows that I'm getting it, so she would know who it was.
Sure. Totally.
So anyway, I set it up in the air, and I fly it over to the park where she's always jogging.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, flying around looking for her, it should be pretty easy to find her. And I sure do find her. Yeah, she's up against a maintenance shed making out with my neighbor.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Is that how she normally does her jogs? Or?
I mean, obviously. That I, like, zoomed in real close to them, flew the drone right up next to them, and crashed it into the ground. So she knew. She knew what was up.
And you ruined your brand new drone?
Yeah, I did. I was so pissed off. I didn't even care.
But probably high heart rate on during that exercise.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure, yeah.
Well, who else do we have? Missy, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we were living together, so I was living together with my ex-boyfriend. Oh. And believe it or not, we had a landline.
Oh, God, why?
I know people who still have them just because, like, the cable company will talk you into it.
Okay.
I totally got that speech, too, Brooke.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was so old school. I never used it. I mean, he claimed he needed it for, like, work calls or something.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Fine. Whenever I answered, though, it was always just spam calls. And I was like, why are we paying for this? So the way I found out was I answered the phone, and it was a collect call. I'm like, okay, something happened? Like, is my guy, like, in trouble? Like,
in jail? That's what I would think. Yeah. I mean, where else do collect calls come from?
So I accepted the call, and that's how I found out that my boyfriend was still married, and his wife is in prison.
Oh, no.
Wow.
So it was from jail, but not a normal inmate. Yeah.
You didn't know that he was married before that?
I had no idea. I had no idea he was married at all.
Oh.
And clearly that was, like, I guess that was their number before she was imprisoned.
Incarcerated?
Well, if you look at it the other way, at least he's not cheating on you with her.
Well, what? I mean, he can't unless they have conjugal visits.
Oh, that's true. You know, have a conjugal.
You know,
okay,
I
never
just,
mind.
I don't know that we can put a silver lining on
no.
this one.
I was trying.
Yeah.
We tried to look at the bright side for you, Missy. But make sure you hit up our text board at 78592. If you have a funny story about how you caught your ex cheating, you could be on the next edition of Busted. Or Brooke's husband, if you can find her phone.
Okay.
We're waiting. Phone tap's coming up next. It's time for your phone tap, and today we call a guy who's pet-sitting for a family while they're off on vacation.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
And it's not just any vacation. They're out in the Caribbean.
Ooh, fancy. Hey.
And you know what's the cool thing about working in radio is I can snap my fingers and boom, fake waves.
Large.
Sorry. I'm out in the middle of the ocean right now.
Oh, I feel like we're frustrated on a phone at this point.
I was trying to make it a little bit more exotic sounding than this.
Good.
Okay, you can be okay. There's too many waves.
Imagine our vacation with you sucks, Jeffrey. Okay, no.
Oh, man. Must have been a windy day. Those
waves. How did I get
sand? Why did I book hurricane season? That was terrible. But no, this guy is pet sitting for the family dog named Milo, and he's never met me, but I'm going to say that I'm the husband, and I need him to do something for us while we're away. And that something is going to make him feel very, very uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
But we'll see if I can make him do it in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Yeah. No, I'm going to have one more pina colada, and then I'll come on the jet skis. Okay, Mom? Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, is this John?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, it's Chris, Sophie's husband.
Oh, yeah, hi.
Yeah, hey, sorry, I know we haven't met before, but she said that you're the one that's dog-sitting for us while we're on vacation.
Yeah, how's the vacation?
It's great. I'm just an
island boy, living the island life.
You know?
Yeah, man, that sounds fun.
Yeah, so the reason I'm calling, I just had a quick question about Milo. How's he doing, by the way?
He's good.
Have you been giving him his medication?
Yep, every day, twice a day.
Great. Thank you for doing that, by the way.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
I actually just got an email from our vet that said Milo may not need it anymore, and if that's the case, he shouldn't take it if he's fully recovered.
Oh, okay. Well, should I not give it to him?
Well, I'm not really sure. They said that there is a way to check, though. So is he in the room with you right now, maybe?
Yeah, he's right here, lying down by the couch.
Oh, okay, cool. So I need you to just go over to him and lift up his tail and sniff underneath.
What?
Yeah, I need you to pick his tail up and smell his backside.
Oh, you want me to smell your dog's butt?
Correct. Sorry, is our connection not good? I am on an island out in the Caribbean. I don't know if I mentioned that.
No. You said you want me to smell your dog's butt?
Yeah, because the vet says that if it smells like spearmint, then we're all good.
Spearmint?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just need to know if we keep going with the medication or not. So I just need you to take a big whiff and let me know what it smells like.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't feel comfortable with, can we just wait until you kind of get back?
Well, no, we can't wait, because we're not coming back for another 5 days, and the vet said if he has too much medication, it could be harmful, so I need you to start sniffing rear. Is there a problem?
No, can I talk to Sophie, please, for a second?
Honey, hold on, sorry, the dog sitter's being difficult.
No, this is just kind of like way over my pay grade, my job description.
Look, it's not that weird. Didn't you have a roommate in college? We all did it.
What? No, what?
Oh, you want to make me the weird one? Just smell my dog's butt. It's for his health. I thought you cared about animals. Isn't that why you do this?
No, I definitely do, but I just can't bring. Can we just bring him? Can I bring him over to the vet?
No, they'll charge me like $400 extra for that, and then I'd have to take that out of your pay. Just get sniffing.
You know, this kind of ridiculous, but
you're delaying. This call cost me a lot of money, so just please, and make sure you don't fake it either, because I have cameras in the house.
Okay.
He's stalling, sweetie. I'm sorry. Tell the instructor I'll be there.
All right, go ahead.
Come here, buddy.
Did you do it?
Yeah, and it doesn't smell like anything. Like, definitely not spearmint.
Dude, you actually did it?
Yeah, I did it, and it was horrible.
Oh, my God. Oh, you know who's going to be so happy to hear that is your coworker, Jay.
What are you talking about, man?
I mean, I'm not Sophie's husband, dude. My name's Jeff from a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
What?
It's a prank call.
You made me... What?
Yeah. Jay wanted to play a prank on you.
You made me sniff his dog's butt? What the... Oh, my God, dude. What the... Dog is staring at me like right now. It's staring like I did, like I violated this dog. I'm sorry, Milo. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah. Also, the vet said that his breath should smell like watermelon. So could you French kiss him real quick and just make sure?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Charismatic, handsome. Affluent,
what?
Poised, unflappable.
Okay.
These are all words that I've heard other people use to describe my character.
What? No, Jeffrey.
I'm just saying what I've heard. But
okay.
Today,
who are you listening to?
I'm going to be honest. I was flapped. And flapped hard.
What
do you mean by flapped?
I'm not proud of what happened on the air, but I'll admit, kind of lost my cool. Because we were supposed to be helping out a listener with her love interest, but things unraveled. And I'm not saying it's all Brooke's fault.
Okay.
But
listen, it is not.
I think Jose and Alexis would both agree she owes me a big apology.
I do not owe you an apology.
Usually goes this way.
An apology, or I'm willing to settle for half her paycheck. I'm not an unreasonable man.
Oh, boy. Now, that's a big paycheck.
Will I get that apology? And more importantly, will our listener get the shot at love that she deserves?
I'm going to go with no and then yes.
Oh, really?
Wait, yeah.
Is that what you think, Brooke?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Here we go again.
Okay. You're about to hear, all the listeners are about to hear the shocking and unfortunate events that transpired were totally Brooke's fault in your brand new second date update.
Buckle up, listeners.
That's next. Second date update. With dating, people always like to talk about passion and soulmates, finding true love.
That'd be great.
But sometimes you don't date for love. You date for food.
Oh.
Seriously, is there anything more romantic in this world that can bond two people together than a good burrito bowl with a kale smoothie?
Especially when you're not paying.
You kind of lost me at kale smoothie.
I dare you to come up with something hotter than kale smoothies and burrito bowls.
I mean, fibrous.
Apparently, that's what happened with one of our listeners, Amanda, the other day. Amanda claims that she bonded with a guy over some delivery food. So, Amanda, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. It's actually just Manda.
Oh, just Manda.
Oh, the first A is silent.
Oh,
then?
My God. That must be really annoying your entire life.
It's okay. It's always like conversation starters. So.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right. I apologize, Manda, for that atrocious butchering of your name. But tell us about the guy that you went out with. What's his name?
His name is Richie.
Not itchy.
Yeah. you pronounce that first R?
Yeah.
Hi,
okay, she doesn't find it funny. Okay,
no.
Okay, that's fine. I'm sure you've heard it your whole life. I get it.
I get what you guys are doing. That's funny.
Okay. Yeah, we like to have a little bit of fun before we get into the details of the date.
Yeah,
but
cut it out, Rook.
You met with Richie over delivery food. How did that happen?
Yeah, so I live in a really big apartment complex, and when you order food on one of the food apps, you go and pick it up downstairs, and then the area usually is like a little bit of a hangout, kind of becomes like a social gathering.
Oh, that
like
makes sense.
Lobby, yeah.
Yeah, because people are waiting for their food. Or
that's just how you get into the building a lot of times.
I feel like it'd be a bunch of really hangry people down there, sure, all waiting for food, all bitter.
Who's that delivery for? Give it to me.
Glaring at each other.
That's okay. You met him there?
Yeah, so when I was waiting for my food, he was there, and we just kind of started having some small talk, and he asked what I ordered, and then he was bragging that he got the best tacos, and then he ended up getting Taco Bell, so I thought that was really funny.
It was Taco Bell?
Okay.
Was he being
a good taco?
Was it a joke when he was saying it, or was he being legit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Good sense of humor.
What do you mean? Taco Bell's delicious.
I love it.
I don't see the joke in that.
It just doesn't ever make sense to me when people get Taco Bell delivery because you are literally paying three times what it would cost in the restaurant.
That is
like
true.
The whole point of Taco Bell is also that it's cheap.
Yeah.
But usually the state I'm in eating it, I can't get to Taco Bell.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point. Was this guy sober?
Yeah, if he was sober, I think.
Okay.
Weird.
Not weird. Taco Bell is delicious in all states.
All right. So what happened after that, after you met?
Well, we ran into each other a couple of other times, you know, got to know each other a little bit. And eventually he was like, instead of just meeting in the lobby, we should go get food.
Oh, yeah. That's cute. So he asked you out.
He did ask me out.
Did he take you to his favorite taco place?
That would have been a good move.
Yeah.
No, we just went to kind of like an American cuisine kind of spot that was pretty close.
It's a fancy way of saying diner.
Yeah. American cuisine. Uh-huh. It was a burger restaurant. Yes.
And how did that go?
It was great. We hung out. You know, I really liked him. We really got to know each other. It was lovely, I thought.
Okay.
What did you guys talk about?
Like work, family. He has a cat named Joe.
Oh, cute.
Brooke and I love cats with human names.
Seriously, dude.
And the food was good. It sounds like, I mean, it all sounds normal. Were there any issues that came up during the date?
No issues that I can really think of. I mean, we were talking a lot, so at one point the waiter came and cleared our table, like, before we were done, which is a big pet peeve of mine, but...
So you threw a fork at him?
Yeah, no, I just kind of politely asked him that he didn't need to take our main plates because we were still eating, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did it end?
The bill came, he paid, I offered to Venmo him, he turned it down.
Good offer. I feel like you should always offer.
Yeah,
even
totally.
If you don't mean it, Alexis.
It's just courtesy.
I do fake offer, but I'm never going to Venmo you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and then the guy says, yeah, she's like, oh, my app's not working. Yeah. Is it down for everyone?
Okay, so he covered the whole bill?
Yeah, he covered the whole bill.
Good.
Okay. I thought things were going really well, and I thought he was going to kiss me, but instead he just hugged me.
Okay. I mean, maybe he got scared.
Yeah, the first kiss is so, like, tough and scary. And
did you feel like you guys had chemistry?
Yeah, I mean, I really liked him. Uh-huh. I don't know, maybe he just didn't like me as much as I liked him.
Okay. That is a rational thing to say, my friend.
Brooke's all about rational.
Wow. Yeah.
Taking all the romance right out of this story.
I mean,
okay.
That was a very responsible and mature thought process.
It was. It's hard to admit that sometimes.
Okay. You're right.
But it's kind of weird, though, because you live in the same building. You haven't seen him again since that happened, or have you run into him down at the delivery food hangout?
No, I haven't.
Huh.
Weird.
It's a pretty big building, so it's not necessarily going to run into someone all the time.
Yeah.
But
I had seen him there pretty frequently before we had hung out, and now I haven't seen him at all.
And he didn't mention, like, going out of town or anything.
No.
Or the date was so bad, he moved.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? I'm breaking the lease. I'm out of here.
Let's hope not.
I'm
but
kidding.
We're going to play a song, and then we're going to do the very practical thing and ask Rich for you if there is a legitimate reason why he's not calling you back.
Okay, sounds good. But also his name is Richie, not Rich.
Oh, God. Did I really screw up both names in one segment?
You're good.
Yes. Hey.
Just
it's a skill.
Par for the course for me here. Here we go. Second date update. I'm going to quote Manda. Not Amanda, but Manda without that first A, because she's our second dater today. She said, quote, I really liked him, but like maybe he didn't like me as much as I liked him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even though she said like four times in a single sentence, Professor Brooke Fox still gave her a gold star for being practical and having a well thought out explanation for her ghosting.
Thought it was some emotional intelligence right there that she displayed.
Yeah. Brooke, any other clinical, pragmatic commentary you'd like to have us document on the podcast for posterity reasons?
No, but I am taking notes for later. So I'll just keep my clipboard next to me, and we can review at a later time.
Sounds fun for everybody.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Why'd you even give her that opportunity to
say
that?
I regret it.
Yeah.
So, Manda, how are you feeling before we call Richie for you here? You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous, but I'm interested to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, and have you been, like, nervous to run into him? Because, you know, like when so much time has passed, then it gets awkward and then.
Yeah, of course. You know, I've kind of, I guess, been rehearsing what to say if I run into him.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We all do that in our minds, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And she totally hasn't been camping out down at the bottom of the elevator. It's just like accidentally waiting to put like a key into the mailbox hole. Just like, oops, what are you doing here? That's funny.
I haven't done anything like that.
Good. Okay. That's very practical of you. Yeah. Let's just call Richie, though, and see what he has to say. Here we go.
Oh, you got the name right.
Ooh. Hey, look at you, Jeff. You remembered something. Oh, wait, you wrote it down.
Well, yeah, I practiced it 7 times before we had it back on. So here we go. Let's see what Richie has to say.
Hello.
Hello, is this Richie?
This is he. Who's this?
This is Jeffrey with a Y at the end.
Isn't it, well, you would start with a J. I mean, those are, you would always spell it with a Y. Some people spell it with a G.
I don't know. Some people get confused on these things.
Yeah,
words and names we found are very difficult today.
Yes. So there's also 2 E's. There's also 2 F's.
Hi, Richie.
Hello, yeah. Richie.
Hi. So you're Jeffrey from?
A morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey.
Okay, so why are you guys calling me?
Very astute question there, Richie. We're calling because we're trying to dig a little bit into your dating life.
What? What are you talking about?
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, not like intrusively.
Yeah.
It was brought to us.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit intrusively, but in a nice way, because one of our listeners named Manda went out with you recently and would like to go out with you again.
Huh? She'd like to go out with me again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What gives you that idea?
She told us.
She called us.
She literally emailed the show saying, I would like to see Richie again.
It was very direct.
The whole point of our
We read between the lines on that one a little bit, but we figured out she wants another date.
I'm just like totally confused right now. Well, like, I thought that we had a really good time, but I don't understand. Like, I didn't hear anything from her, so I, like, just thought she didn't like me, so I kind of moved on.
Wait, what? She said that she tried to get a hold of you, I thought. Did she tell us that, or did she not tell us that?
I don't know if I asked that question. I was too busy trying to figure out her name.
Yeah, no, I don't know how she tried to contact me. Like, I never got a call from her or a text or anything after the date.
Wait, did...
Wow.
Did you text or call her, though, Richie? I mean, maybe she's one of those girls that was just doesn't want to be too forward.
No, I mean, usually a girl, at least, I mean, even though we live in the same building, she'll at least say, hey, I got home safe. It was nice tonight. You know, something just to let you know she got in. I mean, good, nothing?
Or even like a thank you for dinner and paying for everything?
Mm-hmm. That'd be a nice thing to say. Or text her and ask if she got home safe. You guys, they live in the same building. Why is that even a question?
She walked her to the door.
I want to stay in the lobby to try a little harder.
I broke both my legs. I've been stuck in the elevator for a week.
It happens.
No, it does not happen.
So wait, so you liked her, she liked you, and neither of you have texted or called each other?
Guess not.
Weird.
Okay. Well,
that seems easy, then.
It does seem easy because you're in luck, Richie. Manda is actually on the other line right now wanting to tell you how much she likes you and wants to see you again. Manda?
Hey, Richie.
Could have avoided
all of this. Wow, this is so strange to me right now. I'm totally taken aback.
Well, it's kind of interesting to hear your perspective on this, because I thought that you didn't like me.
Oh. I mean, that's sort of a relief and kind of funny, but we wasted a lot of time, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I was expecting you to be like as good of a communicator as you kind of talked about, and like how that was important, and then I was kind of confused after.
I mean, it's just funny. Like, you guys seem like you're both interested in each other, so...
It's kind of cute.
And you just didn't realize that it was going on. You were both too shy to say it.
Or stubborn.
Well, whatever it was.
From what she just said, she thinks I'm a pretty bad communicator.
Well, it seems like you both are.
Well, yeah.
Like, you both liked each other, and neither one of you reached out.
That's not what you're saying, right, Manda?
I mean, kind of.
Well, you didn't communicate with him.
Well, I mean, I did. I was pretty clear that I was wanting to hear from him first, that I kind of liked the guy taking the initiative first.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I shouldn't expect so much from a cat person.
What?
What?
A cat? Whoa. Where did that come from?
So now I'm a liar and a bad person because I like cats, right?
Uh-oh. Do not insult the cat community.
No, never mind.
I don't think you can take that one back.
Yeah, I thought when you were talking to us earlier, you said he had a cute cat named Joe.
Yeah, sure, but I'm just, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't think that, Richie, I didn't think you were going to be so sensitive, so I'm sorry to bring that up.
Oh. He's so sensitive?
Now he's sensitive?
I guess being sensitive is better than being a total jerk to the waiter.
Oh! What happened with the waiter?
I don't want to make a pun, but the claws are coming out.
I know, but she just said she asked him nicely.
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
Okay, so when he tried to take your plate the other night, you said in like a harsh tone, you know I'm not done, right? Like, that's as snarky as you can get.
Oh, a little backhanded.
I feel like I was pretty polite. I wasn't done, so I just let the waiter know.
But it was probably the tone of your voice.
Are we forgetting that you guys both really liked each other,
like,
2 minutes ago?
I like her and all, but I'm just big on, like, manners and just etiquette. And there's a polite way to do things, and she just did not observe that.
Yeah. Are you sure you're not just being defensive right now because she called you a pathetic, overly sensitive cat person?
Hey, she didn't say pathetic.
Yeah, but...
Okay, well, I'm just reading between the lines.
Okay,
but...
stop doing that.
We all know what she meant.
No, you're adding words.
The words were there. They were just unspoken.
So you're saying that I'm not polite because I offered to pay for half of the meal.
Ooh. I mean, that's emasculating. You got to know that, right?
Emasculating.
Oh. Wait, what? What did you say about that?
That's emasculating. Like, I'm a dude on the first date. What kind of dude doesn't pay for the first date?
What?
Well,
true.
I'm sorry. In Amanda's defense, you did order Taco Bell, so maybe she just didn't think you had the budget for it.
In Amanda's defense, it's a polite thing to do.
Yeah, says Moneybags Brooke over there.
It's nice to offer, you know? Even if you don't do it, at least you know that you have someone who is more of a partner and not someone who just wants free stuff off of you.
Or is it rude, like, assuming that he can't afford it on his own?
That's not what she was assuming at all.
This is going to come as a news flash, Brooke, but not everybody in the world agrees with you on everything.
That's gonna hit.
Why are you being rude all of a sudden? I don't know. Are we fighting
with each other?
Yeah, because
I liked you before this call started. What's going on?
Cat guy? Is that what this is?
How dare you?
And I don't even know it.
How dare you disrespect cats?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with having cats, Brooke.
Well, here's where the show breaks up.
I feel like we should fight now.
You know what? Next time you offer to buy me lunch at work, I'm gonna offer to pay for half of it. How do you like that? Oh, yeah, I'm sure you would.
Hold on. Everyone stop.
Oh, maybe if you got the meal order right one time, instead of getting me a burrito bowl. I don't like tortillas around my burritos, Brooke. If you listen to me once in a while.
I thought you didn't need the carbs, Jeffy.
Okay, Richie and Amanda, are you still on the phone?
Come on, Richie, Amanda, are we doing this or not? We send you on a second date, we're going to pay for it, and Brooke's going to offer to pay for half.
Yeah, whether you like it or not, Richie.
What? Guys, you're agreeing?
Look.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
That's a no. Okay. Well, wow, that didn't end like I thought it was going to.
You go out of your way to try and help your listeners one time, and this is how you get treated. Yeah. Blown off when you offer to pay for their dates.
You kind of yelled at them.
I think it's emasculating.
Yeah.
And I'm used to it.
All right. Well, sorry, Amanda and Richie.
Yeah, that kind of got out of hand there, you know?
Okay. That's enough from you, Amanda.
That's offensive to people that don't have hands.
Now you're just offensive.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
All right. We've calmed down a little bit. And you know, sometimes I'll be honest, I wonder why our listeners keep asking for our help when the calls turn out like this.
Honestly.
They keep on asking us to help them. You know what's going to happen.
True?
Even therapists have their own issues, right? That they have to work through.
Usually good not point. In front of the clients,
well,
though.
Yeah, you know, but you get paid as a therapist. We don't.
Some of us on this show get paid more than others, and it's a little bit unfair. But
no.
I'll just say.
Just trying to fix the gender pay gap, all right?
That whole thing, we'll admit, it got out of hand. But I do want everybody to know, once we got off the air, I graciously offered to give both of them restaurant gift cards, even if they didn't want to go out with each other, just for the trouble. Brooke, what did you offer them?
You guys, like, scared them away.
I offered them that first.
Oh,
no,
did you?
Really?
Okay. Anyway, I don't know why you'd want to, but if you ever want us to help you with your love life, you can always email the show.
Or if and you maybe, want us to fight each other.
You know, maybe you'll end up helping us out in the end.
Yeah. There you go.
Actually, maybe we should call another show to help with our issues.
That's good.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Anyway, you can always find the second date updates on our Brooke and Jeffrey YouTube. Go check it out. Subscribe. That's it.
That's the end.
That's the end.
Win! Brooks! Fox!
Brooks going for 4 wins in a row today, but...
Uh-oh. What?
It's the newbie alarm. We have a new player to the show. It's Michelle from Snoqualmie, who works as a teacher for 2nd and 3rd grade. And she's connected with lots of other teachers in the area and could possibly flunk your children out of school, Brooke, if you do not let her win. She didn't say that directly, but she did imply it. But just by calling in. Isn't that right, Michelle?
Sure.
You sound so sweet. How are you doing? Because I've heard this year is just so hard.
I'm loving it. I think this year is definitely better than last year.
Okay.
So.
Good. Positive attitude.
More of a return to normal.
Yeah. Maybe it's just because you don't have my kids in your class. Maybe it's only our teachers that are saying that.
Yeah, they're a little pandemic in themselves.
Part of a job of a teacher is to put on a good face, even when everything is like going to hell.
Very true.
And she is killing it today. Good job, Michelle.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, we're sending Brooke out of the studio while that happens. You know the game's played. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, good luck. Time starts now. Today is World Teacher Day. Who was the teacher who drove the magic school bus?
Ms. Griswold.
What percent of the earth contains fresh water? More or less than
1%? Less.
If you're an EGOT winner, you have an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and what other award?
Tony.
Mustang is a type of car from which manufacturer?
Ford.
Rafael Nadal is a 21-time major champion in which sport?
Wrestling.
Is a prairie dog a rodent, canine, or cow?
Rodent.
All right. Well done, Michelle. Brooke's going to come back in studio. And while she's doing that, I see on my phone screen, are you also have a new puppy? Is that true?
Aww. We have a 9-month-old lab.
Oh. You are the most wholesome person we've had on in a long time.
So cute. That's so much energy in your house.
Aww. Yes, it is crazy. I have the puppy and then 2 little kids myself.
Oh, my goodness.
What'd you name the puppy?
Luna.
Luna.
Luna. What a cute name.
Yeah. After the protein bar?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I like the lemon-flavored one of those a lot. Yeah.
That's really cute. Well done, Michelle. Okay, Brooke, it's your turn. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Your time starts now. Today is World Teacher Day. Mm. Who was the teacher who drove the magic school bus?
Miss Ferguson.
What percent of the earth contains fresh water? More or less than 1%?
More.
If you're an EGOT winner, you have an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and what other award? Mustang is a type of car from which manufacturer?
Ford.
Rafael Nadal is a 21-time major champion in which sport?
Tennis.
Is a prairie dog a rodent, canine, or cow?
Rodent.
Who is the mascot for the fast food chain KFC?
The Colonel Sanders.
All right, we got those answers in. Time to go to the scoreboard to see how you both did with Jose.
D.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Bolaños.
You guys get it?
Yeah, go.
All right, Michelle. Sorry, Michelle. You did great. You got 4 correct today.
Michelle.
Oh, dang. Bringing the fire.
That is a fire score.
Doing
it's
the
really
teachers
good.
Proud on World Teacher Day.
And Brooke,
yeah.
You got 6.
Oh. Roasted you.
Dang.
Michelle, feel free to flunk Brooke's children out of school, whether they deserve it or not. Well, let's go over the answers real quick. Today's World Teacher Day. The teacher who drove the magic school bus is not Miss Ferguson.
I don't know.
It's Miss Frizzle.
Oh, it wasn't
us. Very close.
Yeah.
The percent of earth that contains fresh water is more than 1%, luckily. 2.5% of earth covered in fresh water.
Slowly going down.
Yeah, it is.
If you're an EGOT winner, you have an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Award. Mustang is manufactured by Ford. Rafael Nadal is a 21-time major champion in tennis. A prairie dog is a rodent, and the mascot for the fast food chain KFC is Colonel Sanders. So, Michelle, I'm so sorry. We can't give you any money here, but just for playing, you do win a $50 gift card to the Riverwater Bar and Grill inside the Nisqually Redwind Casino.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
And there you can enjoy craft cocktails, chef-prepared signature seafood dishes, prime rib, and more in a fine dining atmosphere. It's your escape from the ordinary only at the Nisqually Redwind Casino. You're VIP here.
Ooh. Awesome.
Grandpa would like that.
Oh, Grandpa like it. Oh, that's so cute.
Send Grandpa to the casino.
They got a good old prime rib there, Grandpa.
You guys better get to school.
Yes, we're on our way there.
Okay. Right.
Tell the kiddos we said hi.
Have a good day, Michelle. We'll be back to do Win Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.